talk some about that banjo? That's got to be one of the most outrageous looking banjos I ever saw.
Why?
Well, because I've seen a lot of Gibson things with Lee Gibson on the top, but I've never seen a banjo with that on the top.
See, from the trap door.
Uh-huh.
First one, they made a banjo for a couple of years open back, and then they made a trap door.
Yeah.
This was made about 1922, 23.
Yeah. What kind of tone ring does it
have? Change your underwear.
Is it?
Hey, it was a tenor. I re-necked it. There were some original five-string.
Yeah.
But the tenors were all easier to find. So
you built that neck?
So I just got the neck, or got the pot and built a neck put on.
Yeah. So did the original have that sort of peg head?
Had a snake peg head. It was bigger than this. This peg head is the size of the tenor peg head.
Yeah.
The five-string had a great big wide, but it was still that snake, what they call a snake head. But it looked kind of out of place, I thought, on a small pot banjo.
Yeah.
So I went with the same size peg head as the tenor head on it.
What size head does that have?
Could have put a smaller snake
about 10 and a half. Like that. But it's ball bearing tenor ring.
Yeah. It really sounds good. What have you got right under the bridge there?
Just a piece of leather glued in there, take a little bite out.
Yeah.
I like plastic head, that's why I'm not playing that.
Right.
It may not be aesthetically correct, but I'm going to put a plastic head on that electric.
Yeah.
And AC turbines can turn over and grave all the mistakes.
Center, anything like that, Upiney Mountain, or that Forks of Reed, any other?
They want to hear that old time stuff, and so does Helen. Helen wants to hear a lot of the old time stuff.
Okay, do the, our old time. We're in the right gear.
We're in the right gear. This is the last old time lumber we learned.
Yakety Sax.
What's it called?
That's certainly an oldie.
Yakety Sax.
Yakety Sax. There we
go. Of mine, Larry at Last Claw, number 2. Yakety
Sax. Did you guys make that up?
No, no, Boots Randolph.
That's an old Boots Randolph tune. An old Boots Randolph, about 20 years old. An old Boots Randolph.
Talking about Buddy Griffith, and we done that up once before.
Buddy Griffith, like that was great.
But he did what?
Nobody knows the difference. No, we just cut loose on that. We're doing an old time number called Yak and Sack. Everybody that's listening to him. Buddy Griffith's down the way, he just fell into the building.
That's a great tune.
Let's see.
Give you an A now.
No, but I could be. Well, what have you got in mind?
No, just something in A. Anything you want to do.
Do you play Fire in the Mountain?
Hmm?
Fire in the Mountain?
Mm-mm.
We don't want to leave her out in a snowflake or a Pretty Little Snowbird or whatever.
Well, good.
That's not real old time, is it?
No, it's not in tune.
Thank you.
Is that some kind of a clogged tune?
Another John Ashby tune.
What was that one?
Is that a John Ashby?
Mary Wants a Lover.
I don't know if he's a clogging or a waltzing.
How about Brillo Ending?
That's A.
You're in A.
Steady on that.
Huh? Yeah. And that little. But it's.
You never know with a piece like that either, whether it's major or minor. I mean, it's just. It's skating back and forth between.
That's what makes it good.
Play any others with that kind of spooky sound, I guess?
Play a little Cattle in the Corn.
Oh, that's nice.
Thinking I'm gonna run boo in your face.
As long as I die with my boots on, baby.
You'll be a horrible death be stuck with a fiddle bow.
That's what that bow was made for, Glenn, to back the guitar player off a little bit.
You playing for Galax, Virginia one night. We had a little drunk, danced all over my heels, and I had on boots. I kept watching him. I got a chance. Socked my heel right on him and give it that back. Even laying back, I can feel him trying to get that foot out. I broke a dice now. One version. are hot.
Glenn, do you keep your bow strung looser than most people? I was just noticing how close it comes to the stick when you're playing there. What's that about?
I don't know. I've just never ride one too much. I just get a better balance of it like that. You do too, don't you, Jerry? Pretty loose.
Get them too tight, they bounce. Get them too tight, and they'll bounce.
Yeah, they'll bounce.
And you can play it like that, and you don't ever get put the stick down on it?
No.
Get a little cutty.
You know, after you've been at Glenville for 8 or 10 hours, you'll get a little cutty like that.
You don't do most anything.
Peanut gallery over there. Teenager Rucker.
You got some your band club here.
Some rowdy over there by the door. You know,
just... So drunk. What's my drinking, Jack?
It's a bit strong spring water.
I don't know what you're drinking.
How do you know it?
Buddy Griffin wore socks and everything out of there. Thank you.
that a West Virginia soundpost setter I see through your F-hole there? You got a big spring hanging from your soundpost? You ever had to set one like that? Buddy, I've jiggled it around.
That is West Virginia job right there.
That's homemade.
I've got a nice set of snake rattles in there then. The guy brought me a strand of them that long the other day to go in another fiddle.
Oh, man. That's for the rattlesnake hornpipe?
You well, rattled. I got the tank. He didn't bring the rattlesnake.
Thank you. some of the fiddlers you used to listen to when you were first started out playing?
Arthur Smith and Clayton McMitchin.
Tommy
Magnus.
Did you get to see them, or you heard them mostly on the radio?
Yeah, I got to see them. Old Man Monroe was the first show I went to see in the music line. Him and Charlie was together. I believe that 20 cents to get in to see him.
Did you ever play any music with him?
Nothing, just played a tune or two, you know, with
him. Out in the parking lot somewhere?
Up at Aunt Minnie's farm.
That's where the music's made, isn't it? Down there in the parking lots.
Yeah, that's where you get your good music, and not on the stage.
You ever play anything in cross tunings?
Yeah. 25 or 30 years ago, I can't play a thing in the world cross tuning anymore.
There was a lot of that in those days, wasn't there?
Tommy Gerald done a lot of that. You do a lot of cross tuning, don't you? A little
bit. He's kind of cross-eyed. It helps him play.
Why don't you play that cross-eyed fiddler? Why don't you play the cross-eyed fiddler?
Where's my man coming back? Ryan, can you stand cigarettes? You can't, can you?
That's all right, man. I'll stand in for you.
Are there any tunes that you like to play just fiddle alone?
Somebody find an ashtray.
There's an empty can.
Are there any tunes that you like to play just a fiddle by itself?
Not really. I love them. Love backing.
Why don't you give Michael a challenge and play something you don't think he could follow you on?
There you go.
I haven't thought I could follow him on any of this stuff today. Thank you. There's your can.
Let me get a Coke can right here.
Stuffed him good, son.
Oh, come on.
Play through it a few times, Glenn. Maybe I can catch it.
Let's go on to something easier then.
What was that?
That's about the only stuff I ever do is sitting around with myself, something like that.
Big cabin. You originally from North Carolina?
Yeah, Virginia. Play that big cabin, you're always looking for a damn snake to come out of a jug or something. Or you've already seen the snake.
Play through it one more time. Maybe I can catch it.
You know Alan Freeman. You do, don't you? Well, Larry and me fixed him up at Glenville one time. He jumped in with that Dalton Ward everything. I told Larry, I said, let's do Fisher's Hornpipe to give F. If one of that does more than the other, you'll just about hit any key you play in one of your areas.
Oh, yeah.
Now, F wasn't on his Dulcimer.
He told me about that. He said he went out right after that and stuck the Dulcimer out in the sun for a couple hours to see if he could get some F in it later in the day.
Buddy, he was hunting, wasn't he, Larry?
He was.
Me and Darrell and Larry. We was still in D, wasn't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
How about Rice
Cole? He won't like that.
Yes, I like
Don't
that.
Ask him.
I like the Rice Cole.
You ever put that little high part in? Play him?
Well, that's pretty. I don't know. I don't know if I ever heard anybody else do that. Who else does it, Glenn? Tell me the truth.
I'm going to tell you. Tommy Jackson.
You got the notion?
I remember.